This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're going next to Greece, where the parliament today approved billions of dollars in spending cuts. These are austerity measures designed to prevent financial disaster. The vote came as protesters and police clashed in downtown Athens. Unrest that continues at this hour, even after the parliamentary vote, as we're about to find out from NPR's Sylvia Poggioli. And Sylvia, where have you been today?
Well, I was in Syntagma Square just outside Parliament morning and early afternoon. Protests were quite, loud but very peaceful. And then all of a sudden there was there were scuffles between some protesters. The police really started launching an enormous quantity of tear gas. I talked to people who have seen many of these demonstrations before, and they say they have never seen so much intense tear gas. We all had to basically get out of the square, and I've found refuge in a cafe where, thank God, there was a TV where I could watch the parliamentary debate in the split screen with helicopter images of the square. You could hardly see anything. There were clouds of tear gas were incredible. And we could even still smell it here. I'm only about maybe 500 yards from Syntagma Square.
So you are following the news inside Parliament as well as outside Parliament. Things remain quite rambunctious outside Parliament. What does it mean that this measure passed in Parliament in Greece today?
Well, this measure was extremely important for Greece and its huge $467 billion debt. The international lenders, the European Union and IMF, had set as a condition passage of these new measures. These are new measures after a year ago other measures had been implemented, as a condition to receive the next installment of the $155 billion bailout that had been agreed to last year. If it had not passed, as the Greek government said, they would not have had any more funds in July to pay public workers' pensions and wages. So this at least staves off the country's bankruptcy immediately, and it will not default. The big question is, will they work?
I'm glad you mentioned that it staves off bankruptcy because, of course, that's what we've been hearing from some analysts, that all the billions of dollars in spending cuts, in new taxes, and the billions of dollars coming from the European Union still do not solve the underlying problem. They just push it off into the future when you can hope it might be solved eventually.
Absolutely. Here, the feeling of most of the opposition to these measures is that they say they haven't worked. They were introduced a year ago. The idea was that they would help Greece pay the debt that they had then. But what has happened, many people say you don't loan money to a country that's insolvent in a time of recession. The recession has gotten worse. Jobs have been lost. There's no growth. And how can they pay back a huge loan without growth? So there's sort of like it's a spiraling debt crisis, people say, and it's going to be very hard to get out of it. And then there's just huge popular opposition. A woman here this afternoon in the cafe who also sought refuge from the tear gas said it'll never work because there's going to be months of civil disobedience ahead. This government does not have a long life, she told me.
It seems to me that there are sharply differing views of these austerity measures being imposed on the Greek people. For example, taxes are being raised on the poor. That sounds bad. At the same time, things are happening like a retirement age that is only in the 50s is going to be going up by a few years, which doesn't sound that unreasonable given the way that people are living longer all around the world. How severe are these cuts really?
Well, some people have lost already about 20% of their wages and their pensions. And when wages are not very high and their pension is not very high, 20% is quite a lot. There's been an awful lot of reporting around that, the Greeks deserve this, that they've been living off the hog for too long. This was too generous a welfare state. And there is a lot of truth to that. But the fact is that the unemployment has reached a record 16%. It's 40% among the under 25, among the youth. So, people are hurting. And it's a society that still can function because there is a very strong family base. There's a lot of solidarity. But, another year of this is going to be very tough. You see the tremendous number of businesses have closed here in Athens. Every other shop has shut down. So, again, the observer comes here and sees a bunch of people sitting around in cafes. Looks like they're doing nothing. But, a lot of them are simply without a job.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is in Athens, where the parliament has approved another package of austerity measures, even as tear gas drifts through the streets outside parliament. Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.